This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
An explosion at Manchester Arena in the city centre. This was at the conclusion of the Ariana Grande concert. Currently, we have 19 people confirmed to have lost their lives in the explosion and around 50 casualties that are being treated at six hospitals across Greater Manchester. My thoughts are very much with those that have been injured and lost their lives and their loved ones at this terrible time. We are doing all that we can to support them. Officers from Greater Manchester Police and Emergency Services are working at the scene and are supporting those affected. We are coordinating the operation here at Greater Manchester Police Headquarters. An emergency number is available for all those concerned about their loved ones or anyone who may have been in the area. The number is 0161 856 9400. We are currently treating this as a terrorist incident until we have further information. We are working closely with National Counter-Terrorism Policing Network and UK intelligence partners. This is clearly a very concerning time for everyone. We're doing all that we can, working with local and national agencies to support those affected as we gather information about what happened last night. As you will understand, we are still receiving information and updates, so we'll provide further detail when we have a clearer picture. I want to thank people for their support and would ask them to remain vigilant, and if they have any concerns at all, to report them to the National Anti-Terrorist Hotline. The number is 0800 789 321. It is important also that people here in Manchester avoid the area around Manchester Arena so that emergency services can continue to effectively deal with the incident at that location. Thank you very much.
UK police in their press conference following the bomb blast, the suicide bomb blast there in Manchester at the Ariana Grande concert. This is just so incredible when you consider the young kids that were there, many of her fans, you know, between 6 and 20 years old. There's even being reported an 8-year-old girl who was named as the second victim of what is being referred to as the ISIS attack. ISIS now claiming credit for this suicide bomber that has killed at least 22 so far, injured over 119 by detonating a ball-bearing bomb at the packed Ariana Grande concert. This according to the Daily Mail. At least 22 people killed after explosion rang out at the end of the concert at Manchester Arena. And at least 12 children have been seriously injured. It's just absolutely disheartening. It's being reported that 23-year-old Ariana Grande herself tweeted, "Broken. From the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry, so sorry. I don't have words." What was reported last night was that she has right now opted to cancel the rest of her tour as a result of this. And this just has to be devastating for her and for those that were there, especially the way they reported, seeing the horrific carnage for those that were passing by, trying to get out of the way, and of course, security personnel trying to get them out of the area to secure it as best they could, as quick as they could, with concern that there could be more and not even knowing for sure what was going on. It seemed like in the West we knew a little bit earlier than what was happening there in terms of its terrorist characteristics. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
At 10:33 last night, the police were called to reports of an explosion at Manchester Arena in Manchester city centre near Victoria train station. We now know that a single terrorist detonated his improvised explosive device near one of the exits of the venue, deliberately choosing the time and place to cause maximum carnage and to kill and injure indiscriminately. The explosion coincided with the conclusion of a pop concert, which was attended by many young families and groups of children. All acts of terrorism are cowardly attacks on innocent people, but this attack stands out for its appalling, sickening cowardice, deliberately targeting innocent, defenseless children and young people who should have been enjoying one of the most memorable nights of their lives. As things stand, I can tell you that in addition to the attacker, 22 people have died and 59 people have been injured. Those who were injured are being treated in 8 different hospitals across Greater Manchester. Many are being treated for life-threatening conditions. And we know that among those killed and injured were many children and young people. We struggle to comprehend the warped and twisted mind that sees a room packed with young children not as a scene to cherish, but as an opportunity for carnage. But we can continue to resolve to thwart such attacks in future, to take on and defeat the ideology that often fuels this violence, and if there turn out to be others responsible for this attack, to seek them out and bring them to justice. The police and security services believe that the attack was carried out by one man, but they now need to know whether he was acting alone or as part of a wider group. It will take some time to establish these facts, and the investigation will continue. The police and security services will be given all the resources they need to complete that task. The police and security services believe they know the identity of the perpetrator, but at this stage of their investigations, we cannot confirm his name.
British Prime Minister Theresa May commenting last night after the suicide bomb blast that took place following the Ariana Grande concert. With us right now, Jennifer Breeden. Jennifer is an international law attorney fighting terrorism and ISIS Mideast government consulting. Jennifer, good to have you with us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, Bill. It's good to be on there.
Well, this is no doubt rather shocking. You, witnessed the devastation, the video that was sent over the airwaves last night. It's just most incredible and heartbreaking when you think of innocence and these young girls. I mean, there's stories of like an 8-year-old girl, which was the second victim. And at the time when Theresa May made her comments, ISIS had not come out and claimed any kind of, responsibility. But now, as you know, they are.
They have claimed responsibility. Even last night, there were ISIS sympathizers saying, you know, you knew it was coming. This is just terror. This is justified terrorism. They consider these kinds of things the cultural West, but it's terror if it's targeted at the West. And this is horrific, a horrific and a cowardice act of against targeting, knowing that there would be young people there, young girls, teenage girls, some of them preteen girls.
Right.
And deaths are unimaginable, but it was definitely well thought out.
Well, a lot of her followers, as you say, preteens, I mean, it was estimated as early as 5, maybe even 6-year-olds in attendance at this concert. And what really was disheartening for me was to hearing the cries of parents who could not locate their children.
It was, and it was very sad. And there's still, the videos are still coming out. Please tell me if you've seen my child. But one of the things that I found hopeful was that the city of Greater Manchester, people were saying, look, if you need a place to go, you can stay here. I have tea. We'll call your parents, anything like that. Hundreds of messages offering that. And I think that's really going to be a testament to show that these people, if these girls took them up on these offers, these people are now going to be hearing firsthand accounts of the trauma, the terror that happened, and hopefully wake up these people, not just in Greater Manchester, but throughout the UK, as to how grave this threat is and how important it is that we understand.
Jennifer, you bring up an excellent point here, and that is on the West. We're so disconnected from acts of terror. I mean, we see it on TV. It doesn't happen to us specifically or individually. It's like a TV show that's there. But, you know, for anyone who's been around a terrorist act like this, this is so disconcerting. And that's not even the proper word, because it just shatters you to your very soul.
It does. It is completely traumatic. And one of the things is when somebody goes through it, it shatters them so much. But when they're just recounting the story, because anybody who hears the story firsthand also becomes traumatized in some sort of empathetic human. It's a human thing. It's a soul thing. Mm-hmm. And that's really going to be, I think, spreading around the UK, but that's something that, you're right, we do not have here as much. It's one of the reasons I do what I do, and I go to these places throughout the Middle East, because when you hear these stories, when you hear what these people are going through, it is horrific, and you feel the trauma with them. And that's why we have to defeat this ideology. It's incredible that it comes at a time when Trump is in the Middle East. He's talking to some of these leaders, mm-hmm. and he's saying you need to drive the people out of your places of worship, out of the mosques that have or preach this extremist ideology. And he was applauded for that mm-hmm. because, you know, he understands and they understand this threat. And we need to really now look and see who are allies against this type of ideology. And who are those for it? And those people we need to drive out.
Well, there's a couple of takeaways here. Certainly the first one being a bomb explosion with thousands of victims just, you know, I guess in the right position for a suicide bomber to do the utmost of devastation. This is, I guess this is being declared as the biggest attack on modern Britain, isn't this? A terrorist attack?
It is. Since 2005.
Yes.
I believe it was since 2005. There was the train attack, the tube attack, their subway mm-hmm. system. They're saying this is the biggest since then. It comes around that time. And there were about 50 people killed then. And so now the numbers are still going up. It went from 19 to 22 overnight, but this was well thought out. I mean, the explosion happened in the lobby as soon as the concert was over, so they had planned this.
Well, Jennifer, as you and I have discussed before, I mean, this this type of action has been inevitable. It's a lone wolf going out and inserting themselves where thousands of people, in this case, it's a concert in the United States. It could very well be a football stadium or any other large gathering of humanity, right?
Yes, and what ISIS has done is given people the green light to follow them wherever they are and use whatever kind of weapon they can to make as much damage and carnage as possible, and that's something we need to combat.
Exactly. Well, Jennifer, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Can you stay with us for another segment?
Yes.
Jennifer Braden is with us. She'll be right back right after this break. Stay with us, America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
As President of the United States, on behalf of the people of the United States, I would like to begin by offering my prayers to the people of Manchester in the United Kingdom. I extend my deepest condolences to those so terribly injured in this terrorist attack, and to the many killed and the families, so many families of the victims. We stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them from now on losers because that's what they are. They're losers. And we'll have more of them. But they're losers. Just remember that.
Well, the losers made an incredible impact last night. No doubt at the Ariana Grande concert. 119 wounded. 22 dead as of right now being reported. Of course, those numbers could fluctuate as more information becomes available. Jennifer Breeden is back with us at just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. Jennifer was previously associated with the Clarion Project. We'll say that. She's now has been able to, you know, strike out on her own. She is an international law attorney. She fights terrorism and ISIS Mideast government consulting as well. Jennifer, for just a moment, you had a special time with Ryan Morrow in terms of in the Clarion Project and working with them, but you were able to now go out on your own, and this is great because of the work you do. It's so needed.
It is, and you know, that's one of the things. You know, I was blessed to be there for the time that I was. I know that Mr. Morrow hadn't traveled as much or been able to go to some of these places, and I've spent many years there, and so that was it was really great to be able to introduce some of these people. But there are government officials. We might not hear about them, we might not know about them, but in almost every Muslim majority country, there are government officials that want to fight this, that want to call it out for what it is, that don't care. They call them Islamist extremists. They call these people the main threats. And what ISIS is essentially is basically just it's a formation of these ideologies. It sprung not only from Osama bin Laden, but from the Muslim Brotherhood, their founding in the 1920s, and how they started these Sharia laws, these vigilante honor killings, and these kinds of things where it's okay to target these cultural practices and do things on your own, and it's violence. And so ISIS just said, hey, why don't we just start our own system with it?
Exactly.
And there are leaders trying to stop it, and it's great. It's amazing to be able to work with them and to consult with them and to see, look, you know, what do we need to do? How can we empower your lawyers who are fighting for human rights and who want to get rid of this threat, of this ideology?
And, of course, here in the West, we hear so little of that, Jennifer, and this is why we appreciate you coming on, because you've been there in the battlefield, have noted it firsthand. So, you know, for you to see President Trump talking to 50 Muslim leaders as he did a couple of days ago, that didn't surprise you. But I got to think for the mainstream media and those that were not aware, probably in shock that, you know, they probably anticipated, wait, that's something that Barack Obama should have done, not, you know, some white guy from New York, some billionaire.
Exactly. And the thing is, he's been very well received. I've talked about this before, you know. There's far more anti-Trump rhetoric in the U.S. or in the West, but especially in the U.S. than there is in the Middle East, at least with the people fighting the same battles that we are. I heard a lot more pro-Trump voices. They want people who call it out. He saw a lot of people applauding, and, you know, he utilized these terms that they used to me. I mean, I've met Muslim leaders in the Middle East that call it Islamist extremism. We need to root out. They have no problem vetting their mosques for extremism. They go right in there and video them. They gather surveillance and intelligence because that is the route, as Trump even said to them. He was not afraid, and they're fine with hearing about it because they know it's there. Mm-hmm. We need to raise up the partners, but we also need to know how to vet the ones that we trust and that we should be able to trust. And they're not many, but there are some there.
Do you think this went a long way for the West in understanding and maybe not being so afraid of their Muslim neighbors?
I think it did. I think really seeing Trump in that was very powerful. You're seeing him in front of, you know, the leading Muslim leaders of the Middle East, of the Muslim world. and of the Arab world. And he really laid it out. He was honest. And I think the most shocking thing, and this is something I've tried to talk about not only on your show but elsewhere, is saying that it's okay. I'm free to talk about radical Islamic extremism to Muslims in the Middle East. People don't get that. But when
right.
Trump did it, with all those cameras on it, because people assume if Trump goes there, he's just going to be beaten up because everybody hates him, because our media hates him.
Right.
And he wasn't. He was well-received. He spoke his words the way we know he speaks his words, Islamist extremism, and they applauded him. They smiled. They listened. They were polite. And they agreed on so many of his points. And so I think that's something that the U.S. absolutely needed to see was, oh, so we can talk about this kind of stuff. We don't have to fear them. And what happens is when we don't want to talk to them, we fear them totally. We ignore them. We ostracize them. That's when we start building up these things in our head, and we don't utilize the people that could be our greatest asset in the fight against this kind of Islamist extremism.
I think this is quite the indictment on mainstream media, don't you, because of the narrative they've presented?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Such an indictment. Well, first of all, I've met Arab Muslims. I've met these people that know our U.S. media lies, which in and of itself is terrible. And therefore, they ignore our mainstream media in the U.S. I've had people tell me in the Middle East they want a U.S. leader and Trump sends a strong message, but they don't even listen to things like CNN or MSNBC anymore. They refuse to do it because they're biased. When Muslims in the Middle East who generally live in places where their press is not free, where their press is controlled by the government, and they look at the U.S. as having a lying media, not only, I mean, that should be a horrible indictment of our media, but also it almost justifies the leaders and the people in their government to say, see, this is exactly why we don't allow our press to be free, why we don't allow freedom of speech, because we have media people that completely lie and don't even care about important things. You had CNN still reporting on Russia investigations well into the terrorist attack in Manchester last night.
Exactly. Well, Jennifer, what do you make of, the difference between the Sunni and Shia here? Most of the Sunni Muslim world was represented. There's still, you still got the Shia element, which is about 15% of the Muslim world. How aligned, even in spite of the differences, the noted differences between the two factions, are they against ISIS?
Well, and that's a great question. I think definitely the Shias united against ISIS. None of them want that. Right now, a lot of people assume that Shia just equals Iran. And in many senses, it does. But what I like to kind of do, especially in having traveled to some of these regions, is I align the Shia with Azerbaijan. So Azerbaijan is predominantly Shia. It's generally very peaceful there. Shia tend to be more of a generally peaceful people. However, the Ayatollah Khomeini, so Khomeini in Iran, was actually studied. He was a student of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is Sunni, but now he's raised himself up as the Shia Ayatollah, and he's kind of hijacked the system in Iran. So it's really you have this only Iran centralized under the Ayatollah extremist kind of thought, which they call Shia. But generally, Shias are not as prone to violence. But it is very interesting. They are both aligned against ISIS, but they're also aligned against each other.
What do you see in terms, one final question here as we wrap things up, Jennifer, what do you see in terms of Iran's reaction to being brought into the crosshairs and called out in a big way on this world stage?
They're going to get powerful. They're going to be talking to Putin. You better believe they're talking to Russia. And they're going to try to make Putin hold Trump to account, but I don't think that's going to happen. So they're probably going to continue with their rhetoric, negative rhetoric against the U.S., but it's really not going to work, and we're going to have to wait to see what Russia ends up doing with their alliance.
And no doubt continue with their nuclear ambitions.
No, definitely.
Jennifer Breeden, international law attorney with us. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the insight. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. We come to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're here, you know, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Of course, you know, the headlines of the day, you know, very sadly, we were impacted by that bomb blast there in Manchester following the Ariana Grande concert. You know, 22 now reported dead, over 119 injured. Young girls, many, you know, her audience traditionally just filled with people, ages, young people, 6 to 20, was probably the predominant demographic of young girls that were there in attendance for that concert. So you can only imagine what they must go through. And as we were talking with Jennifer Breeden, the shock, you know, that undoubtedly that these kids will have to deal with and the impact that that will have. Parents who are still looking for their children, absolutely devastating. Dr. Tim Weldon is with us right now. Tim is the professor of philosophy at the University of St. Francis in Joliet, also is the current chair of the Department of Theology and Philosophy at USF. A native California, Tim went to graduate school in Paris, France, and in North Texas as well. What a contrast, Tim, I'll tell you, between those two places, right? Wow.
There you go.
I mean, it is amazing. But, Tim, I really appreciate you coming on, especially in light of your book, Imagination in Defense Against Contemporary Terrorism. And no sooner have you and I been talking.
Right.
Boy, I'll tell you, terrorism has, continues. And this is the very thing that anybody that had any kind of understanding with these terrorist attacks said it was inevitable, that there would be an opportunity where somebody could come in at these large venues. We saw it happen at soccer fields here recently, and it, you know, we think here it's just a matter of time that you know, a major football game or some major concert or gathering where thousands of people here in the West experience
right.
what people there experienced.
Bill, you couldn't be more right, and it's great to be on. I mean, Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, I think she said it best this morning, we've experienced the worst of humanity. But to, mm-hmm. to give our listeners and to give us something positive, I'll say right here, ISIS will not fulfill its objectives. It will not even attempt to accomplish a bucket list, but it will fail and fail miserably. And the sooner the better. I mean, it was horrific last night, as you've said, and thanks for your up-to-date stats too, Bill. I mean, I heard something, this morning that, over a dozen of the injured are 16 and on under. So, I mean, maybe Drudge had it best. It was a slaughter of innocents.
Yes.
But, you know, through all this, I think we have to learn to think and see anew and then act in kind. I mean, President Trump is out there. And what I think he's trying to do is to drum up a cooperation and collaboration. And that's what's needed here. With so much of the world vulnerable, so much of the world has to respond.
We have to get outside of this political correctness, which I think Trump has done, and certainly punctuated it even further when he spoke to those 50 Muslim leaders. And what were they doing? I mean, it wasn't like they were tar and feathering him and saying, hey, come on over here, buddy. We're going to do a sword dance and we're going to use your head, you know, as the object of our affection. I mean, they welcomed him. It was like it was a breath of fresh air. And our conversation with international law attorney Jennifer Breeden a moment ago, she said, Bill, they've been talking like this all along. They just have felt like there's been such a great disconnect between their reality and the people in the West.
And that was a great conversation with Jennifer Breeden, too. I think what's happening here is Trump is calling for an Arab or a Muslim NATO, where you get the Muslim majority
yes.
countries, there's 50 in number, that come together to form an intergovernmental military alliance, but also, you know, an education alliance, hopefully a media alliance, law enforcement, all that, to try and combat this. Because after all, when we're talking about Islamist extremism, Muslims suffer the most.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And I think when Donald Trump said that, it had to stop the mainstream media for just a moment, you know, because, you know, he put it in the proper light. I know we've been talking a lot. There's been a lot of attacks on Christians. We know what's happened in the Nineveh plains there in old Mesopotamia,
sure.
in ancient Mesopotamia. I mean, it's been devastating, and Christian communities have been wiped out. They've gotten in the way. I mean, even in Iraq, I mean, at one point was there a double digit, 10-12% Christians in Iraq under Saddam Hussein. Now it's 3%. Virtually gone, right?
3%? It's about 3%.
Yeah.
And this is, as you said on yesterday's show, that we're looking at 120 days of this presidency, and already we're experiencing his finest hour in international politics and on this realm, and he's just beginning. So hopefully he can bring us together, because that's exactly what's needed here. We're in a generational struggle for peaceful pluralism, and I think we have to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
With so much of the world vulnerable, so much of the world has to act, and we have to provide a global and sustained effort here. We have to supply and furnish the resources built across the board, not just military.
Right. Exactly. Well, it is amazing, you know, to your point and to your book as well, Tim, is that the truth is probably the most powerful weapon that we have available. It's not some big bomb. It is not a threat of nuclear weaponization. It is the truth, something that God has given us, that we all have within us. If we pursue that, you imagine the change that could really happen, the change for peace.
You know, and that peace, that message of peace is a simple one. It's we who tend to kind of muck things up and complicate things. I mean, as you know, Einstein loved simplicity because, you know, anyone can complicate things. And I think we have to look the reality facing us and the challenge of terrorism in the eye and respond accordingly.
Well, the challenge for the Muslim world is to reconcile. And I've been saying this for a long time, Tim, that, you know, in their Quran, it calls for some rather unpeaceful actions. And this is what ISIS has hijacked in the name of Muhammad and their religion. And I have said, look, I don't expect anybody, I'm not going to tell somebody to tear pages out of their Bible. I wouldn't expect them to tell them to tell me to tear pages out of, out of my Bible. But this is something, I think, from a deep spiritual impact that they have to reconcile with themselves to define what Islam is today in the 21st century. If it is going to be part of a peaceful international community, or are they going to be part and parcel of this movement of ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood and end up absolutely becoming irrelevant once again?
Great point, Bill. And just to the word you use, the apt word you use, it's spiritual. Jihad means two things. It means, well, it means struggle. It means striving in the will of God. But there's an armed part of jihad, and then there's one that is a spiritual struggle bent on and looking towards truth and justice. And it's the latter one that we have to foster.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that in the Christian context, when Jesus comes back, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you know, the impact of truth will be such, you talk about shock and awe, that every knee will bow, every tongue confess. It'll be that obvious. And until that day, but that is our hope. Meanwhile, this side of heaven, Tim, we do the best we can, and allowing that, and responding to God's ultimate command that it's all about love. And that is the challenge for the West and those of us who believe, is to, in spite of what's happening on the human level, as you say, unnecessarily complex and unnecessarily dangerous and devastating, we still need to lead with love, don't we?
And there's a strength in that love. It's a rookie error to think that, or to confuse kindness with weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Dr. Tim Weldon. Tim, tell everybody about your book, please, and how they can get their hands on it.
Sure. Thanks so much, Bill. So Conceived, Imagination and the Path, The Peace and an Age of Terror, on Amazon. Bill, I love coming on.
Hey, always good to have you with us. Dr. Tim Weldon, professor of philosophy at the University of St. Francis in Joliet, Illinois, a current chair of the Department of Theology and Philosophy there at USF. Tim, thank you so much. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Yes, the good news, girl. Yes, we're going to take a breather. Get away from this heavy stuff and lighten it up just a little bit, okay? Stay with us.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
I know, in this culture, it is so easy to be invalidated. It is, it's just beyond disconcerting. Look, this is the United States of America. We can't find ourselves in an echo chamber where we only want to just hear for ourselves. But look, I told you I was going to take it easy. We're going to take a breather. And we need to bring some at the mill smell here. So forgive me for going into my default mode here. But we need to take a break. The news of the night, the heaviness of it all, and as we've been reporting it. And we really count, Samantha helps us get regrounded again. We call her the Good News Girl, and she's featured on our website at Sam's Corner. This was an idea that she and I had about, hey, let's take a look at, what's going on over cyberspace and check out all these viral videos, and let's do a weekly report on it. And it is a report that I look forward to every week. Also, I look forward to talking with Sam because she's so sweet. And appropriately titled The Good News Girl, you know that. And Sam's got another list of great viral videos for us. But first of all, let's bring her on. Hey, Sam, I hope you didn't get embarrassed by me bragging on you.
Oh, no, I love it. I love talking to you.
Well,
anything, it's one of the highlights of my week, so.
Well, don't say more than anything, because then your husband, the new husband unit, is going to come after me, wonder, hey, what's going on with you guys, hey.
That's
no.
Good point.
Yeah, really, keep me out of trouble here. But, no, nonetheless, clearly, I think people can tell that you and I relate, and, and that this is always good fun every week to talk about these viral videos. You talk about the first one, interestingly enough, a Manchester attack, another one, a city mobilizes to help concertgoers with offers of rooms and free rides. This is very touching. Go ahead.
Well, this is something that I knew is going to be weighing on everybody's hearts this morning. You know what happened in Manchester is just terrible. And sometimes it's good to have the human spirit that comes forward. In the worst tragedies, you see the best of people sometimes. They'll come together. And it happened within a very short time of the attack. They started a hashtag called Room for Manchester. Mm-hmm. And people started offering rides and coffee and places to stay, because a lot of the people that were at the Ariana Grande concert were young people. Mm-hmm. And, the train station stopped and they're stranded. So yes. People were like, we have phone chargers, we have rooms, we'll come help you. And, it was just something that it caught on online, and it was almost everybody had the same thought, let us go help these young people or these people that are stranded there. And I always think it's worth noting the beautiful things that can come out. You know, we hope we never have these situations happen, but when they do, you can see people really come together and reach out to their fellow human beings, and that's what happened last night.
Well, you know, whether it's 9/11 or Orlando, I mean, any kind of these attacks, even in San Bernardino, they just go on and on, even when there's attacks that you don't quite understand, you know, that occurred, you know, in Colorado or up in the Northeast in Connecticut. It is devastating, and this is where compassion comes into play. And where it's handled, you cannot legislate this kind of thing, Sam. And there are some people that would think, oh, we need to legislate. No, just stay out of it. Let the people do what they do. This is their way of, you know, when to come alongside and just cry with somebody. Just be there for somebody. You don't have to say anything, but just be there in support. And this, you know, this offer of rooms and free rides and what they were doing, I mean, because families, after the Ariana Grande concert here, Sam, they, you know, families got disconnected from their kids. I mean, we're talking 6-8-year-old kids that are missing in the midst of this. And of course, initially it was said that it was a door slam or there was a balloon pop or something. They didn't quite understand what was happening. But as people were leaving the concert hall and seeing the carnage and witnessing, it was like, whoa, no, this is something very, you know, very disconcerting, very serious, much more than what the announcement was over the PA, that it was, you know, just a, you know, an extraneous noise and not anything as severe as this. So and maybe the reason for them saying this is that they didn't have people panicking. And I'm sure that some people were injured as a result of people heading out the door. But, you know, again, this is the spirit of humanity, whether it's Manchester, whether it's Orlando. It is human beings being compassionate and doing what they must. And thank God for, you know, the information age in which we live in today, Sam, that that kind of message can take place. This next one is a viral maternity photo of a couple together, you know, that thought they're miles apart. Explain this.
Well, this photo actually is, it was down in Miami. And, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words.
Oh, yeah.
And Veronica Phillips and her husband, Brandon Phillips, got pregnant a few months ago. And Veronica was only, she wasn't quite showing yet whenever Brandon had to leave. And Brandon is in the U.S. Air Force. And so he's going to be deployed when their baby's born on June 10th. Mm. And she thought he really encouraged her, please, you know, go ahead and get some maternity photos so we can capture this. It's their first child together.
Uh-huh.
And what they decided to do was crop him in. So it brought them together. There's a beautiful picture of Veronica. And then there's Brandon in his military uniform kneeling down and putting his hand up. And it looks like he's reaching over all those thousands of miles.
Pregnant
belly.
How cool is that? That is so cool.
And, you know, it's such a perfect, it's just, I think it should be a new thing for military families that have spouses that are deployed whenever there's a pregnancy going on, because that happens so often.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I can tell you, it happened to me, my first son. I was 5 days in the Marine Corps, and they weren't about to let, they weren't about to let me out. In fact, they had me on watch that night when I found out that my wife was in labor. And they thought maybe I would jump over the fence or something. And, but, you know, but it was, that was tough. I didn't see my son until he was 4 months old, the first time I saw him. So, yeah, so I could definitely relate to this. Now, you got the next story is a woman dropping 40 pounds so she can donate her kidney. Wow.
Yes. You know, like the cool thing about this story, Rebecca Siedro, she's from Pittsburgh, and she had a friend that needed a kidney transplant. Her friend was 30 years old. She's 33. And she was overweight. She was over 200 pounds whenever this all started taking place. And she saw her friend Chris online talking about that he was going to need dialysis, at worst, a kidney transplant. And she didn't really see a call to action, and she thought, well, maybe I can do something. And she messaged him, and it turns out they had the same blood type.
Oh, wow.
Well, when she goes in to find out about being a donor, it turns out she's overweight, and she's thinking to herself, you know, I'm too fat to save my friend's life. This is just not going to, not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So they told her she needs to lose 15 pounds. Well, she's lost 40. And she's actually just competed in the half marathon,
yeah,
which she said was like the mountain she needed to climb in order to
be healthy again.
Herself that she could do it. That's right.
Wow.
And
wow. So 40 pounds plus great. The weight of a kidney, huh?
That's right.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they haven't had the surgery yet. That should be in the next 3 to 6 months. But what an inspiration to us all. And what a generous friend she is.
Exactly.
It's an amazing gift to give.
Hey, this next story about a mom who attended class with her quadriplegic son. She earns an honorary MBA alongside. Oh, what a sweet story here, Sam.
Oh, this is just a beautiful story. Judy O'Connor attended every class for his graduate degree with Marty O'Connor, who became a quadriplegic. This was about in 2012, whenever that happened. And originally he had graduated from his school with his undergrad in 2010. And after he graduated, he had traveled the world and done all these great business things. And he fell down a flight of stairs and, became paralyzed. So he decided his body wasn't quite ready to heal. He had done some physical therapy and he needed something to stimulate his mind. And he wanted to go back to graduate school. And his mom, who was a teacher formerly, decided that she wouldn't. She said, I can't help these other people and not be helping my own son. So she came and she helped him. And she went with him every day to class. She would take his notes. She would do everything she could to make sure he graduated. And she had no idea that whenever she went across the stage, she was pushing him in the wheelchair, planning to stay in the background. He had actually arranged himself for her to get an honorary degree.
Oh,
an honorary MBA, since she was there the whole time.
How cool for the college to do that.
Oh,
you know,
it was awesome.
I mean, that goes a long way. Hey, this other story here, because we've only got about a minute and a half left here, Sam. A woman carries twins for her sister who had previously had 9 miscarriages.
That's right. 33-year-old Melissa Kaiser says she was devastated whenever she kept losing her babies over the past few years. She kept trying to have children. She had 9 miscarriages, and the doctor suggested she help get help with a surrogate, and her sister offered to help her, which is interesting because her sister never planned to have kids of her own, but she decided she couldn't stand to see her sister hurt so badly, and she decided to do it, and the doctors implanted 2 embryos into the Lisa, who was her sister, and took them both. So she had 2 healthy little girls, Tierney and Ashlyn.
What a great one. I want to squeeze this last one in. Talk about viral videos. The viral videos, probably the one that started it all, was Charlie bit my finger. And
That's right. That's
Charlie bit my finger. Well, so this video here, which is at Sam's Corner, you can see what they look like now, right?
That's right. Charlie is 11 years old and his brother, Harry, is 13 now. If that makes anybody just kind of go into shock.
Yeah, but he's not still biting his finger, so it's okay. Samantha Mills Mao, the Good News Girl on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oil. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use